It's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White. And I am coming at you with another gardening tip, something that I discovered recently when I was at the pet store getting stuff for our little critter. This is Bruno. Bruno, say hello. He's kind of wiggly because he doesn't like to be held like, you know, he likes to be cuddled like a baby. Because if you don't cuddle him like a baby, he will feel like he's being carried off by a predator. So you have to hold his bottom or he'll just totally freak out. See, he's calm right now. Okay, so this is Bruno and he's a guinea pig. He is not a hamster. He's a family pet. We have two guinea pigs. And we, you know, the kids constantly have to change their cages and get liners and stuff because, you want to try to keep the cage as sanitary as possible and to, you know, not have the whole house smell like a barn. So I thought that I would get them some pine shavings. Pine shavings, this is the huge bag that I can't even pick up to you. It's 2 cubic feet. They're pine wood shavings, and I found out after I bought them that it's not really good for the guinea pigs because the shavings, the dust, get into their respiratory system, which is kind of sensitive, and it can cause some respiratory problems for them. So I said no to the pine stuff, but I was like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do with all of this stuff? And so I decided that I was going to research to see if it's possible to use it as a mulch. So I am going to cut the camera right now because if I try to put Bruno down, he's gonna head for the nearest bush and we're never gonna get him out. So hold on and I'll tell you what I did with the pine shavings that we didn't use. Say goodbye. Say bye. Goodbye, Bruno. Okay, so where were we? Yes, pine shavings. So at the pet store, pine shavings, which are relatively cheap. I actually got this humongous bag for $13 and that was not on sale. So it actually can get cheaper when it's on sale. I've been using it in my potted plants because, well, there's a couple of reasons. California is in a drought and I've been trying really hard to figure out how I can maintain my vegetable garden while being wise about my water consumption. So I just so happened to have, I discovered this by accident. Like I mentioned, pine shavings aren't good for our guinea pigs. It can cause them respiratory problems, but I still had so much of it left and I needed to figure out what to do with it. And so I Googled, you know, pine shavings as mulch because I thought, well, maybe I can just use it to lay on top. And then I saw, yes, indeed, you can use it as mulch as long as it's been cooked, as long as it's been put in the kiln and it is no longer quote unquote alive, because even after wood has been shaved, even after it's been, you know, disassembled from the tree, it can still leach nutrients from the soil, particularly nitrogen. But the good thing about this dried pine shavings is that over time it will add a little bit of acid to the soil, which is actually good because in the area that I am, our soil is pretty alkaline. So not only is it going to add a little bit of acid to the soil over time, it's going to decompose, it's all natural, non-toxic, it's going to keep my plants happy because it really does add a nice little layer of insulation. So as the spring and summer go on, it's gonna get hotter. I think this week alone it's gonna be 90 degrees. When I stick my finger into my little pots here, I can feel that the soil underneath is still nice and cool and moist. So I'm very excited to try it. I wanted to share it with you so that if you guys are using pots primarily or raised beds like I have to garden, this is a really great option for you. So, you know, I really don't like the thick, you know, wood chippy mulch because it's kind of hard to dig into there once you put it down. And so when I want to put fertilizer in, or if I want to put worm castings or whatever I want to put in, it's a little bit more difficult. And some of those mulches have been chemically treated, and so it's not completely organic. And as you know, I'm really a stickler for completely organic gardening. So this pine wood shaving bag is completely non-toxic, no chemicals, and it's going to be great to keep my garden healthy and help conserve the water. So I hope you guys will give it a try. If you haven't started gardening, it's spring going into summer. You really have no excuse. It's not snowing anywhere anymore. So get out there, get your pots, get your raised beds, go out there and make it happen. Bye. Happy gardening.